Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
The Warriors lose 113-95 to the team with the league's best record, and gotta say it, they're an elite team, and they may win the East this year, even though Boston, the defending champions, will have a lot to say about that, but they're a legit team to have a chance to win the Eastern Conference as they handled the Warriors in that second half, outscoring them 67-57, but it felt like a lot more than that. The 113-95 final.
Well, you look at them and you're saying, okay, what would you like to have in a championship team in today's NBA? Shooting? Check. Size? Check. I got Allen and Mobley, keep one of those guys on the court at all times, and to start the game and in crunch time, they can play both of them together. Tremendous guard play. Check. And we didn't even get to see their best defensive player in Isaac Okoro tonight, who's a guy that can get out on wing players and really, really make it difficult for him. Bench? I'll give him half a check. I wouldn't say the bench is deep, but, you know, we'll see what happens when Strus gets more run. He was coming back from an injury. Niang's played a lot of playoff games. LeVert, to me, is a guy that's just combustible. You can put him out there and he can go 0-for-7 or he can go 7-for-7 and really scorch it. I do like Ty Jerome, though, as a backup point guard. You were right when you said it during the game that he's had a real nice career and he's grinded for everything and he's really kind of made himself into who he is. So you got all those check marks, and then what you don't have is experience. Okay. And I think you got a really good – this is subjective, but I think they have a really, really good head coach in Kenny Atkinson. So I just –
yes.
I like everything about that team. And then the last thing I'll say is you need an elite – in the playoffs, you need an elite playmaker. Guy that can get you shots or get somebody else shots, and they have that in double check with Donovan Mitchell. So –
There's no discount to that double check, right?
No, there is no discount. Not in my store. They have a lot of the ingredients you would want if you're going to build a championship team. And, again, they're very well constructed. So, yeah. I mean, tonight they showed us again. They showed us in Cleveland, showed us tonight why they're one of the best teams, if not the best team, in the league. Record-wise, they are the best team in the league, and then Oklahoma City right behind them. But, yeah, it's impressive what they've done, no doubt.
You could tell that Donovan Mitchell is as comfortable as he has ever been in his NBA career. He looks like he is just relaxed out there, yep. Knows what he wants to do, knows what his teammates are going to do, and he looks really like he's in a really good place. I don't know if I can say that all the time in Utah, but he looks like he's in a really good place.
Yeah, all the talk of when's Donovan Mitchell getting out of Cleveland. Haven't heard that in a while. And it seemed like once he signed that extension, things just kind of fell into place there. And, you know, sometimes you find a home and you find an organization that you're comfortable with and find a role that you really like and players that play with you that fit you. And seemingly he's found that. So yeah, I mean it's a really good basketball team. I mean, I would say right now in the East, it's them, Boston, and then Indiana starting to play some really good ball. Knicks have played good this year. We'll see if Milwaukee can continue on, but they're going to be right there. There's no doubt about it.
What would you like to see the Warriors accomplish, you know, and be a lot better at the rest of this homestand?
Oh man. I mean, tonight they just got blitzed, but offensively, sometimes they get a little stagnant now, right? I thought Jonathan Kuminga was a little bullheaded tonight, and he kept trying to go at Mobley, and sometimes didn't even go at Niang. Like, if you're going to go at guys, but go at the right guys. Don't go at guys that are longer than you are, because it's tougher to score on them. You want to... I mean, what do you think lions do when they're out there? They're like, let's take the biggest, toughest wildebeest. No, they're like, hey, okay, let's go to the end of the pack there. Hey, let's go with that one. That one's good. So that's why when you're attacking somebody, you go with the guy you can easily get around. It's not like, hey, throw me your toughest pitch. No, throw me a meatball so I can hit that one. So But other than that, and look,
so you're saying that George Niang is a wildebeest.
That's not what I'm saying. Okay, right. That's not what I'm saying. I was just making the comparison. Okay. Right. I can use other animals, but it got a little stagnant tonight, and it wasn't just Kuminga. Second half, I thought they got they kind of got kicked in the gut, and then when the threes didn't necessarily stop for the Cavaliers, but I think it was a shock to the system. Because they played hard in the first half, and they got after it defensively. They made it tough for Cleveland. They only scored 46 points, the Cavs did, in the first half. And to come out and just punch them in the face four times, bang, 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 and you look up, you're down 17. I felt like that kind of took the wind out of them. And then it was like layup, lob, layup, back cut, layup. And then it just really kind of got out of hand after that. But I don't know. Again, we talked about them being a defensive team. I don't know if I take too much away from tonight. The Cavs are just so much better. I mean, again, this is what Warriors used to do to other teams, where you just look at it. You just look at it and go, "Look, that team had no chance. They weren't going to beat that team. The Warriors were just too good, and you're not going to beat them." And that's how the Cavs are right now. They're just a really, really good basketball team. And you know, we can say it over and over again, but we're saying the same thing, is the Warriors are amongst a bunch of teams that are trying to find themselves and trying to find their way.
And tonight, when you combine Draymond Green, Dennis Schroeder, Stephen Curry, and Buddy Hield, they were a combined 10 of 43. And I don't think you're going to win too many games when those guys are shooting like that.
You most certainly are not. The one thing I do know, though, is Schroeder and Hield got to shoot better.
Yeah.
They just have to, because those are the guys you're counting on to shoot better. Those are your primary perimeter offensive guys. And Wiggins is, but Wiggins isn't I don't consider him like a perimeter guy. He is, but he's more of a slasher, get to the bucket, stuff like that. And, you know, he was okay tonight, 5 for 9, didn't shoot it well from 3, 1 for 5. You know, Kuminga 4 for 15, but he did have 10 rebounds. I'm always going to point out when he rebounds. So 10 rebounds in 31 minutes, I thought that was very, very solid. I thought Jackson Davis had a nice game. Although there 16 rebounds, I think if you the conversion rate was about 9.4 for a regular game. Because there were a bunch of rebounds in tonight's game, especially in the first half. I think I got one. Just being in the vicinity of the rim. there are balls flying off everywhere in the first half. But I wish I had a good answer. I mean, the answer for me is, I mean, they're not great. They're just, again, they're trying to find their way amongst about six teams and trying to figure out how to be a little bit better at this, a little bit better at that. The one thing I do know is you just can't count on Steph to be Steph every single night. It's unreasonable to think going through 82 games at his age and all the wear and tear on the tires that he can be that guy on a nightly basis. It's just too much to ask for him. It really is. And that's where, you know, Schroeder and Buddy Hield come in. And tonight, you know, Schroeder 4 for 11 and Buddy Hield 1 for 8. So you're looking at a combined 5 for 19 between those two, and you hate to put that type of pressure on you, but hey, you're making a lot of money. It's the NBA. It's a big boy sport. That's what they're here to do. That's what you're counted on to do. So that would be a start and take some of the pressure off him and ease some of that. But it's still going to be defensively, I was encouraged, though, in the first half. Second half, defense was, I won't say it was, well, it got to a point where it was awful, but that was just Donovan Mitchell being special. I mean, special players do special things. Those threes were not easy.
No.
And he just ripped them off one after the other. And then again, it was like felt like it was over at that point.
By the way, the crazy number tonight. Steph didn't have a great game. But still, they lose by 18. In the non-Curry minutes, they were minus 60.
Yeah. Because he makes it easier for everybody.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's still Steph Curry.
Right.
You're still giving him his due respect and paying attention to him. You're never going to say, oh, he's cold, leave him open. Like, he got a wide-open shot coming down the right side. It was a little pick and a little handoff. I forget who it was by. And Strew should have been the guy that jumped over and hit it and guarded him. And he was late on it, and Steph hit that three. Atkinson called the timeout, and he had some very choice words for Max Strus. He was not happy because he's seen it before. He's been here. He knows what it's like to let Steph get one open look, and then all of a sudden he gets going. But they did a great job on Steph tonight. But no matter how Steph is shooting, when you guard him as tightly as the Cavs did, other things are going to open up. It's just incumbent upon you to find those things and find them quick enough to where you can have an easy layup or a putback. I think Trayce Jackson-Davis was the recipient of a lot of that tonight. So everyone's got to pitch in. You know, Clay used to be Clay, right?
Right.
Clay was here, and he would space the court. And, you know, when Steph's off or even when Steph's on the court and they played together, they had the ultimate floor spacers on the court. Well, they gotta have that. They really need to have that because they had 95 points on 99 shots. I mean, that when you're less than a point a shot, that is rough. And the Cavs, 113 on 96 shots, which is good, not great. But the second half, they dropped 67 on them. So, again, I mean, the Cavs are just better, plain and simple.
57-38 in the middle quarters.
Yep.
All right, Tom. Enjoy your New Year. Happy New Year, by the way, to all the Tolberts.
Doing anything fun or just sitting down and watching football like me?
After the week we've had with so many games and everything going on, the holidays, I am going to just get into a pair of sweats.
Good.
And hang out for a couple of days. So
I know it'll be hard for you to believe. I'm going to wear a pair of shorts. I'm going to sit on the couch.
Yes.
I think I may go break down some cardboard in the garage. That'll be fun.
Oh,
you
got
to come over and help?
No. Okay. I've got my own cardboard to break
down.
It'll
be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Take Lulu for a walk.
Can't Amazon just come buy it back? You know, buy it back all
You know what? That's somebody should come get it.
Yeah.
Somebody should come get it. And then I could take all my garbage to the garbage, and they'd charge me $50 to take my garbage. I'm like, wait, I'm doing you a favor. I'm bringing it to you.
I know.
You know what? I need to move to Vegas. Move to Vegas, put as much on the curb, and they'll take it.
Really?
Yep. And then once a month, you can put whatever appliances or furniture out there. They'll take that too. Not here. Nope. Not California.
No, can't do that here.
Are you going to bring us the garbage? You're going to do us a favor? Thanks, $50. What? What are you talking about? Anyway, yeah, I'm going to watch football just like you.
Yeah. All right, man. We will see you on the 2nd.
Thursday.
See you next year.
Yep.